Hey, glad you're with us in hour number two right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big Esports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. We would love to hear from you. We are interactive. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. We're kicking off hour two as we continue to shine the spotlight on the new book, Saban, The Making of a Coach. We're celebrating the start of the college football season. It is rapidly approaching, so we've got Monty Burke. He is the author. He's also with Forbes magazine. And, you know, obviously with us here in the Lone Star State and in Texas, I got to ask you this. I mean, how serious? 2013, I mean, there was a lot of rumors swirling. I mean, how serious was he about leaving Alabama and heading to the University of Texas?
I mean, so that all was going down right when I was in the sort of thought stage of this book. I was working on a proposal, and I was riveted. I mean, I sit and refresh Twitter over and over again so I could see what the latest updates were. And so I knew going into this that this was a sort of a fundamental question that I had to answer, or I had to satisfy my own curiosity about this. So I interviewed a lot of Alabama power brokers, some trustees, and some boosters, and they were pretty much in the dark. They didn't really know what was going on. And then, of course, the athletic director at Alabama, Bill Battle, later admitted to a newspaper that he was scared at this point. So then I figured, okay, I got the Alabama side. Let's go over to the Texas side. And I needed to get in touch with those two guys, Tom Hicks and Wallace Hall, who were on that phone call, that infamous phone call with Jimmy Sexton, and see what their impressions were. So I interviewed both those guys, pretty in-depth interviews, and got their takes on it. And it seemed to me that had the chips fallen in the right way, that they thought they had a chance at getting him. Now, what's so interesting to me is that one of the reasons that Texas lost out on the chance of getting him was because the administration there at the time was just in such turmoil. The president of the university was under fire. The athletic director retired in the middle of the season. They still had a coach. They had Mack Brown, who is only 2 months, or he's 2 months younger than Nick Saban, I believe, or maybe 2 months older. But so, you know, who knows if that turmoil had been, you know, settled a little bit more, or one thing had fallen one way, he might have been the coach at Texas.
You know, you have to wonder, too. I mean, Nick Saban, I mean, he's kind of got the reputation for being unpredictable. So it's one thing to fall in love with this guy, but who knows? What is the future, you think, for him? I mean, could Saban be on the goal somewhere else, ultimately?
That is a great question, and I wish I had a crystal ball to kind of figure that out, because a lot of people want to know that question. There's still a little anxiety, I guess, about what his next move would be. My gut says that flirtation with Texas, whether it happened or not, might have been the last one. He's going to turn 64 this year on Halloween. There are some coaches who are older than he is, Steve Spurrier, Bill Snyder, but not many. So this is legacy time now. And this is time. It gets harder and harder every year to go start over somewhere else. So I would be surprised if he left the University of Alabama. Now, it could happen. One thing that he's sort of a victim of his own success, and it's been that way everywhere he's been, but no place more so than Alabama, where, you know, a trip to the National College Playoff and a loss in the semifinals is considered an unsuccessful season because they didn't win a national championship. So if those expectations get to the point where he just doesn't want to deal with them anymore, maybe I could see him walking away, but I don't see it happening anytime soon, although I did see earlier this week, a national commentator saying he thought that he would be on ESPN next year. So we'll see.
Author Monty Burke is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio. The Big Esports Show has just released a definitive biography on Nick Saban. It is titled Saban, The Making of a Coach. And when you just reflect and review his illustrious career, what do you think has been the key variable to his sustained success and the winning that he has?
You know, I joked around with a bunch of people that I interviewed that I could write the world's shortest book. I could have just written, it could have been one page. Nick Saban is organized, driven, and very smart, period. That's pretty much it. So those three attributes certainly played into it. I also just think, you know, if you, as we talked about earlier, he loves the journey and not the destination. He loves the process and not the destination. If you love that, the process goes all the time. There's no stopping to the process. So, you know, I think he feels joy when he wins a national championship, but then, you know, he's got the infamous 24-hour rule. You can only celebrate a win or mourn a loss for 24 hours, and then it's on to the next thing. So, and I think he derives a lot of happiness from that moment-to-moment grind of you know, running a college football program.
And obviously one of the keys to his success has been his wife, Terry Saban. They were married in 1971. She's a remarkable woman, and she has played a major role, especially even with her recruiting talent.
Absolutely. I mean, she is kind of like, she's the backbone. He'll say that she runs the whole show, and he's not fibbing when he says that. You know, she helps him recruit. She's just a very vivacious and dynamic person, and to a large degree, she also kind of smooths out his rougher edges. We talked earlier about how sometimes in public he doesn't come across as being very warm. It doesn't, frankly, come across like he really wants to be there. But she is so kind of wonderfully social and sunny that you know, she kind of smooths out any of those rough patches he has. And she's always looked out for his best interest. I mean, when mm-hmm. he left. Or when he left Miami, one of the reasons he left is because she talked him into it. And she basically told him, you know what, you like college better. You like coaching college better. You like coaching those kids better than pros. And it's going to make you happier. And you should do it. And he listened.
Author Monty Burke with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Go out and get a copy of the book, Saban, The Making of a Coach. Congratulations, Monty. We look forward to reconvening and having you back on the show right here, the Big E Sports Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight in hour number two right here at YSR. You stay close.